This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago immigrant rights group says Mayor Brandon Johnson's decision to reduce services for newly arrived asylum seekers will hurt families. By December 31st, Johnson plans to merge migrant and homeless shelters, close the landing zone, and stop allowing most migrants to extend their shelter stays beyond 30 days. The Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says this could create a repeat of 2023, when migrants sought shelter space at police stations. The group is calling for longer-term solutions for both unhoused and migrant populations that would include more investment in housing and rental assistance. A top advisor to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is leaving his post effective immediately. Ronnie Reese led Johnson's communications department and served as his right-hand man throughout Johnson's mayoral campaign and in office. The mayor's office did not comment about the nature of his departure. Both Johnson and Reese had previously worked for the Chicago Teachers Union. Former employees have told WBEZ that Reese was the source of some internal turmoil in Johnson's press office. Press Secretary Erin Connolly will now serve as acting communications director. The Illinois Department of Public Health hosted a conference in suburban Naperville this week focusing on health outcomes for communities of color. The theme was Mission Possible. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vora says the idea is to energize providers to take action to address systemic racism in healthcare.
We hope that as we leave the conference, that it's not just a couple of days where we're all together talking about this. It's really the springboard for action. IDPH will help lead, but we look forward to bringing these partners together.
The conference covered a range of topics, including maternal mortality rates and homelessness. The department is working to implement Healthy Illinois 2028, a five-year plan that includes combating racism as a public health crisis. It's opening night for the Chicago Bulls, but many local fans won't be able to watch, as the new Chicago Sports Network still hasn't secured deals with several key TV providers like Comcast, YouTube TV, and Hulu Plus. The channel can be seen through DirecTV or over the air with an antenna. In a statement, the network says they've made multiple offers to Comcast, but haven't received any counteroffers in return. Weather for the rest of the day, mostly cloudy, some afternoon sun, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and gusty, low near 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as warm, high near 62. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.